It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Truth will set you free. The truth is what makes people aware of their mistakes. The truth is what allows people to heal. You know, obviously people perceive and they take the truth differently. I've seen my fair share of how people react, respond, and how they think about the subject of the truth in general. It pertains to many different situations, many different things that go on in life. And, you know, at times, I'm, you know, like we were saying, we just got done talking about this earlier on the podcast. So we're doing two podcasts in one day, ladies and gentlemen. So like, people hide from it. People avoid it. They skip past it. Like we were saying, they say everything but what needs to be said. They do everything that needs to be done, except for the actual thing that needs to be done. They hide from the truth, let alone their own reality. Because the truth is the reality of a situation. Doesn't fucking matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what you feel. It doesn't matter about your emotion towards a situation. It matters that you're facing the pain. You're facing the situation. You're facing the actuality of what's going on. You're not hiding from something. When you hide from something, you're suppressing yourself from becoming successful. You're keeping yourself away from success. Success comes in different forms, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pretty sure you guys have fucking heard that before. But not facing your flaws, let alone not owning up to them, is like the most toxic thing and the most fucked up thing you can do. Here, part two, ladies and gentlemen, of The Truth Suspended. Was that the fucking title of the first one? But we are back. I could not resist And I was listening to like the first 10, 15 minutes of it, and I was just like, dude, I could have done so much goddamn better on the shit. So we opted to return fairly quickly. And here we are, going to have another hour of truth, ladies and gentlemen, here on Kicking It with Ze King. This is Gabriel Hernandez. Obviously, like I said, you guys know, like I said, check out the most recent episode. We just posted it earlier. And we're here now. We're back. We're live. And let alone, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a record-breaking heat wave today here in California. So we might as well get as much podcasting as we can done here while I stay in the house and stay cool. I was about to say stay warm. No, we're going to stay fucking cool because, man, 108 goddamn degrees. I went on a walk, right, to the corner store earlier. Like I said, we've notoriously talked about this corner store before. And me going to and from it, you know, just going on a morning walk and stuff. I was sweating like a fucking pig, man. Like I said, I touched base earlier on. It's like, I sweat a lot. It doesn't matter what the fuck I'm doing. If I'm fucking, if I'm going to the gym, if I'm outside, if I get nervous, if I get anxiety, I get sweaty. Not prematurely or anything like that, but dude, I just get sweaty. I lose a lot of calories. And then in return, I need to put as much water in my body as for as much energy and as much as I sweat, I need to make sure I put the most efficient amount of water, let alone the best kinds of food, you know what I mean? But I'm not no fucking health guru here. I'm just a fucking idiot, you know what I mean? In a lot of forms. I mean, I drink water and alcohol. That's all I drink. Literally. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not no health guru or nothing like that. But let me fucking tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Let me fucking motherfucking tell you guys about something earlier. So, yesterday, right, I went to Costco. And I've been thinking about this shit for a long ass time, right? Long time. Probably about maybe stemming back a month or so. For me to think about a food item for this goddamn long says a lot. But mind you, ladies and gentlemen, okay, so should we get to it or should we tease you guys first like we had in the last episode? How about it? Let's drop some quick plugs and we're going to blow your guys' minds off. And I'm about to tell you guys a quick little funny ass story real quick before we begin here on this episode of Kicking With The King. Listener discretion is advised, ladies and gentlemen, like I said. And first and foremost, guys, we are presented and produced by Spotify for podcasters, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a podcaster, if you have a talent out there, if you have a good voice, if you're not afraid of being canceled or in my case, your tweets getting flagged and or your account being suspended for the second time. Absolute bullshit both times for those suspensions too, by the way. But quickly, ladies and gentlemen, we are available everywhere you get your shows. Kicking with the King is available on all major podcast providers. Spotify podcast available, Apple podcast now, since we have and did get a brand new birthday present for myself. I did buy an iPhone. I don't like getting the newest one, like I said, I talked about. But I fell in love with the XR when it first came out, and I wanted the fucking XR, and I don't want to fucking be one of those dipshits that paid thousands of dollars, let alone making payments on their fucking phones and stuff. Like, dude, like, that just is horrendous and outlandish to be paying that much money for a goddamn phone. But I love this phone. It's absolutely fucking amazing. Spotify podcast, Apple podcast, iHeartRadio. Where else are we gonna fucking put a podcast on? If we get freaking canceled here left and right stuff, it's only a matter of time before they try to take everything down that I have, you know what I mean? I'm just kidding. I mean, what's the fucking stop them, right? But anyways, guys, we have social media too, so like I said, the suspension wasn't permanent, it is a temporary suspension, so I log into Twitter. Well, I'm already automatically logged in. I log into Twitter. I get the fuck on Twitter for the first time for today. And then it says my account is in read-only mode. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I remember this shit from back in the, from the old account. The old original account I had was suppressed and deleted and suspended because recollection of why. I mean, I don't remember. I mean, I looked at the email earlier and I posted a picture first and foremost, actually, too. So, we have Instagram, ladies and gentlemen, Kicking with King, KWTK Pod, PROD, excuse me, on Instagram, KWTK PROD. Let me repeat that. G the King _ official on Instagram, GT King official on Twitter. 3 p.m. Pacific time, I believe, before last time I checked, it was like 6:38 a.m. when I checked. 8 hours and 25 minutes from then, from earlier in the podcast, the earlier podcast, and what the fuck's to stop us from combining both episodes together? Because I'm already liking this one. What are we, 8 minutes in already? And I am enjoying this one way more than the first one. But nevertheless, the truth shall not wait, and the truth shall not be silenced. So, after this commercial break, we're going to get back into what we were saying about Costco and this particular motherfucking food item that was absolutely over the fucking charts. Get ready to hear this shit. I have to take a piss real quick, so I'm going to run real quick. And we are back. I know several of you guys, let alone probably 9 out of 10 people, would probably agree with this, that when you got to take a piss, man, you got to take a fucking piss. So, also, you guys can agree that we all sometimes, as dipshits and digressors and people who, what's it called? We prolong the way shit happens sometimes. And what I mean by that is that I know for goddamn sure you can raise your hand and say that you've waited till the last minute to take a piss sometimes. If not that, I can tell you there's been lots of times where I've been in the car and had to take a piss. Yes, let's make today's podcast about taking pisses. No, but we're back. So, like I said, we went to the Costco yesterday. Me, my cousin, my grandpa. We went to Costco, right? Anybody have a Costco here? Anybody Costco shopper, loyal Costco shopper? I have a low-key Costco addiction, but I'm trying to fight it. I got this big-ass Bluetooth speaker. Well, it's not too big. It looks like a lunchbox. Like, it feels like a lunchbox, too. It's the Pathfinder, the Ion Pathfinder Go. And, you know, we talked about that big-ass swimming pool and all this other shit, man. It was an addiction. So, point blank, right? We go in there, right? I have the munchies already. I'm fucking hungry. I'm getting my check. I'm getting paid, right, on that same day. So, like, a couple days, maybe not like, like a couple days, probably for like a couple days, actually, to be real honest now, actually. I've been craving, not a couple days. I've been talking to Julie about it for like a couple weeks, man. A couple fucking weeks. Been craving Chinese food like a motherfucker. First thing Julie tells me, something about Panda Express opening up. Where, you know, like, her location, like, you know, just somewhere near, like, you know, her parents' house or something, fucking sister's house, a Panda Express is opening up in the city, because it's a separate city, you know, but I'm like, I sit here and I explain it, like, you know, now, I'm a fat-ass motherfucker, ladies and gentlemen, so, meaningly, I can eat a lot of stuff, and there's not a lot of foods that I don't like. It's either I like it, I'll eat it, I'll tolerate it, I don't prefer it, or I just point blank won't eat it at fucking all. Like, there's certain foods that I just won't, I'll eat on certain days, but I won't return and probably eat them as in again or by them myself. Like, if I'm at a family gathering or at a friend's house or someone cooks dinner and makes something that I necessarily don't like, I'm not going to be a picky ass eater. I just may not have enough, I won't have any enthusiasm to eat it like a, I would if it's something that was a lot more pleasant. People be like that with vegetables. Just kidding. No, I mean, I used to be like that when I was a kid, but now, dude, I cherish vegetables, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not no motherfucking health guru here, and there's times where Julie tells me, oh, it's dangerous. You know, you should not ever do that. I mean, I eat once a day, man. I snack throughout the day, but I wholeheartedly eat once a day. So I'm pretty sure some of you are wondering, or, you know, people thinking about it for a second. Why the fuck did he mention Costco? And what the hell did he buy? So I had the munchies all day, right? I'm craving Chinese food. And on top of that, when you got to pay people some money, right? And you owe money. I am the type of guy that keeps my word. Like I said, loyalty is an absolute given. It's not given. It's not. I'm not just going to give my loyalty just to anybody. But as in referring to my present and current situation, it would be that I kept my word with this specific individual. Because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, actually at the top of it, I bought this badass blank. It's an Equal Jackal Dual 9mm. It's automatic and semi-automatic as well. It shoots blanks, though. You know, a lot of people say, like, can you put real bullets in there and all that? And then you feel it, dude. If I was to point this at somebody and go rob some old fucking lady or some shit, like, dude, it would look like a crime. Borderline, dude. This thing is absolutely fucking gorgeous. What the fuck, though? If you see it, like, we're not on video and stuff like that, and I'm not really trying to advertise no guns and stuff like that. But, dude, this it's nickel-plated. I mean, it's shiny as fuck. I use Windex to clean my championship title belt too, by the way. So that was how I was relating this to this current situation. And as we keep going, we digress further and further away from Costco. So I bought some homemade style macaroni and cheese that was fucking delicious, dude. That was the first and only macaroni and cheese I've tried to date since I've been alive. Come Sunday, we'll be 27. I will be 27 years old. My birthday's on the Sunday. Point blank, though, that macaroni and cheese tasted just like I had been at home. Like, grandma's making it or some shit like that. But, yeah, dude, it's absolutely bomb. I had a couple bowls of it yesterday, dude. I was so fucking full. Like, I was telling Joey on the phone, like, oh, my God, this second bowl was borderline pushing it, man. So I get this big fucking tray. It's a big fucking tray, too. It's not none of that frozen food bullshit that people get. It's some shit that was bomb as fuck. Like, there's still some left, I believe, in the if you listen to hear the duct tape in the background, let me tell you the funny story behind that too. Once we finish with this, it was good, dude. $13, 13 something, nearly $14 for that. But yeah, dude, it smacked. And like I said, I did not know that Smart Water had flavors. Ain't no flavored water bullshit. It tastes just like water. But it has a hint of, like, that aftertaste of I was going to say avocado, of cucumber, you know, cucumber water. I'm not necessarily a fan, man. I just more so like cold-ass water, you know what I mean? I just love water in general. Like, I don't drink water whenever I'm thirsty and fuck. Like, I drink it all the time. Like, I don't drink it just because I'm sweating or thirsty. I just love the fuck out of water. More so, like, the 24-packs and shit, so... Yeah, we got a big thing of macaroni and cheese, and good fucking God, it was delicious, and it's actually still not fully finished still. And it's one of those things, like, I don't think it was for Thanksgiving, I believe, but what was it? It wasn't that long ago, and me, Sheila, well, that's the name of my aunt, too, by the way, she always comes over, shout out to Sheila, What was the fucking purpose? Was it Father's? No, it was no Father's Day. I don't fucking remember. It was a gathering. We all got together. We've gathered so many times together, and it's hard to remember what the fuck what was what. And we had some macaroni and cheese. So point blank, so there was burgers. We had a barbecue, right? I got fucked up on that day, dude. Let me tell you, there's another story about that, too. We'll speak about my recent experiences. Since we've been off for a while, we could update you guys on some stuff and some new alcohol, but probably not new to you guys. I mean, I could sound like a little virgin amateur when it comes to talking about that. But I was introduced to that macaroni and cheese. I mean, I've had homemade mac and cheese. I made my own before. If you have heard of this brand, Tala McCheese, it's my grandpa showed me it. And ever since then, I have never, never went back on it. Meaning, like, anyone that, you know, I used to do this all the damn time. You know, we shop for quality or we shop for prices. I mean, look at the state of our economy now with Biden in office right now currently. But point blank is, you mean, look at it. The gas prices are fucking high. Food prices are over the top. America handing money over to Ukraine, as well as the UK handing money over to Ukraine. Zelensky, the war criminal, is prospering. Fuck Ukraine and fuck all those people. Fuck Zelensky and all that. But point blank is, United States, modern day, everything is so much more expensive. Point blank, you guys remember Arizona iced teas? Remember that 99 cent logo was trademarked for the longest time. And now when I see that shit get rang up for more than a dollar, I'm like, ah, you guys can go fuck yourselves, please. And thank you. Because it's just like, oh my God, I can't believe that that stuff's so much higher priced. And the state of the economy when Trump was in office, say what you want about him and all that. But it was so far better than it was when it is Biden. Biden's not even a person. But he's a person, but dude, it's like he's not even really doing. He's like a puppet on some strings. Like, he's not even coherent enough to do, let alone operate a country, let alone a whole ass country, and be making real time decisions and stuff like that. But we're not here to talk about Biden and all that. Maybe we'll save that for another podcast. It might be too awake and stuff. We don't want to get our tweets flagged again. Like I said, we can return into Twitter. I mean, you get suspended. I mean, hey, if we got suspended, man, I would have been pissed the fuck off, honestly. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, we returned because I wanted to actually touch base more so. And on top of that, I wanted to clarify a lot of comments made and respond to them in a different manner. You know what I mean? It's something that is necessary, but it's not something that I could have not went. I mean, I could have went without it. I was just so stoked to be back. 108 degrees weather. I'm in my Muay Thai shorts. All yellow, the King ones, Gabriel the King ones. Man, I have the fan off. Well, it's not on the highest power because you can hear that shit rattling in the background because my stupid ass had a memory foam mattress cover thing. I don't know what the fuck you call it. You put it on your bed and it's like to support you on there. So I had that shit, right? My bed's high as fuck off the ground. And my high ass, one time smoking hella weed, I got hella high and stuff, just the aftermath. I go to move the cushion shit around and I hit the fan. And ever since then, when I put it on the highest power, it makes some weird fucking jiggly, like not jiggly noise, but like a rattly noise. So I was a joke with Julie, like, this is probably gonna kill me for saying it. But I call it the suicide fan or something like that. Cause then on top of that, the little metal string that's in there to, what's it called? The you know, like the little string you go to fucking pull, turn off your lamp and shit, right? The little metal string that's on the little balls and stuff, the little ball chain or whatever the fuck it's called, like a dog tag chain, it kind of looks like. But the other one came off, so I have never been able to actually turn my fan off. Not turn my fan off, so. Pretty much, if it's nighttime, I'm headed to bed or some shit, it's nighttime, I want to turn off the light, or I don't want to use the light because it's daytime, I have the fan on, and have, as well as the fan, I have, the light on, so I could turn off the light and have the fan on, but the light is the one that the little thing's missing from, so I didn't have a way to turn this fucking light off. So I had to keep the fan on, or the light on, while the fan's on, and I want to turn the light off. So the light, in order to turn off, I had to unscrew it. And if you see me unscrewing a dude, it's like I'm freaking signing the deal with the devil to die and burn in hell, because that thing could explode at any time, let alone turning the fan on high mode. Why I said that slow, I don't know why. Let's get it. Turning on high mode is a death trap, though. I don't know how we got into talking into detail about the fans, but anyways, I was so keen to return. I was so excited to come back. And regardless of that, I'm glad we are here. I'm glad this is the second podcast we've done in the day. Is we're not brand new to doing more than one podcast in one day, but then again, I'm not opposed to not doing it. But I wanted to touch base and clarify some things. So going back to the tweets, you know, I comment on a lot of stuff, you know, back in the day when I was like on Instagram and all that, you know, when you want to get notoriety, let alone attention, you got to engage in a lot. Some people don't fortunately get it right off the bat. You got to earn it and work for it. I'm thinking in my head, you know, just in general, I don't seek to have no goddamn follower. I don't want to have a million or all these 10,000 or what is this bullshit. Everyone's so worried. They're all worried and stuck up their ass about follows and stuff and whatnot. And, you know, early on and, you know, listens and whatever else it is, you know. I'm humble with my approach to things. And regardless of my follower amount, regardless of my account status, I mean, regardless of my suspended Twitters, I'm just kidding. I never give a fuck to live for other people. Fuck living for other people. If you're living for other people, if you feel the need that, and you feel obligated to try to keep so-and-so feeling a certain way, you know, fuck that. You come before anybody else, ladies and gentlemen. So let that be known. But let's cut to a quick commercial break, because my God, I gotta pee again, ladies and gentlemen. This penis is not holding back. Thank you all for waiting patiently. We are back. Like I said, this episode, by the way, for you guys, anyone that didn't know, this episode 447 of Caking It with the King. Like I said, we do subscribe to our show. I mean, I understand that people aren't up to date on the latest and the greatest in some ways, but you guys could definitely add us to your library. Like I said, when we finish the podcast and or when I look at the stats, you know, from time to time and see how many clicks and stuff every episode has on average. On top of that, the Spotify for Podcasters app shows you the statistics, let alone down to the demographics of if it's a man, if it's a woman, what platform they used, and everything. It's pretty damn cool, man, let me tell you. So, do subscribe, tell your friends, tell your girlfriends, tell your boyfriends, tell anyone and everyone about our show. We're available everywhere. You get your shows exclusively on Spotify and all major podcast providers. My sinuses are acting up. My sinuses are being an absolute bitch today. Can you believe it? I can't wait to fire this thing off, though. Let me tell you, though, this nickel-plated E-Cole Jackpot Dual, the 9mm. My sinuses... I just did some cocaine before we were in the commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. So that's why I'm joking completely, backtracking, joking. But, dude, what an absolute beautiful ass fucking gun that is, though. For sure, though. My friend did have me. I'm like, what am I incriminating myself here? Are they gonna give me more of a reason to get canceled? I'm just kidding. My friend didn't know point blank that you could buy ammo online. It's not just any ammo. It's not real ammo. It's blank ammo. Blanks are not illegal in California, let alone having a blank pistol. Like I said, I know people have gotten caught with a blank pistol by the cops in the car while driving.
can't get in trouble. And one thing notoriously that I think a lot of people should do, regardless of anything bad happening to them or not, is learn the law. The law, like the truth, will really help you when you need it the most. I stand by the truth. I'm very optimistic. I'm very detailed. I'm very deep about the truth when it comes to a lot. And, you know, I like to really think about the things that I say before I do. So before we get into the next half of the show, and something, I mean, obviously, like I said, one of the main motivations and reasons for returning for the second episode in a row, other than the 108 degree weather. But ladies and gentlemen, it is a motherfucker, an absolute motherfucker, to clean a goddamn bong. If simply you don't know how to, if simply you're a virgin when it comes to that. I mean, I still like to think, like, as much as you guys have heard me smoke, or let alone does anybody know, anyone, everyone know, I sort of religiously, like, up and down that I've smoked for, like, the longest time. But, dude, I still don't even have my sizes and shit down. Meaning, like, I don't know what an ounce is, and, you know, grams and all this different shit. Like, I don't know the price ranges and all. I don't fuck with that shit. I just want the type that I want and a portion of it, however much I want. I want this container or this filled up with it or that or whatever else it is, you know? I just like to smoke. I don't really don't think deeply about it, but, you know, I just like to enjoy myself. So, going into, well, circling back to, they weren't yesterday's tweets. I don't know. I don't remember really, because I didn't, dude, I slept like fucking hella long the other day, dude. And it's like when I have my days off, like Julie hates is about like, I don't like to sleep. When I have like when it's my Friday, I always stay the fuck up. And dude, as stressed as I was last night, I was just like, no, just, you know, I never really got to sleep. Like, I'll sleep at random times during the day. This is just as the same as, motherfucker. Do you hear that spray bottle in the background? But, no, so I sleep at random times during the day. I eat at random times during the day. There's dead ass been times where family has eaten and I haven't been eating at the same time. I'll eat at a different time. I mean, I'm used to kind of just doing things my way. But in a lot of ways, like I said, I'm no fucking health guru, but, like, dude, I would just eat out all the damn time. Like, you know, to recap on earlier when we were talking about getting that macaroni, I had the munchies so bad. Dude, I smoked before that happened too, but I had the munchies so bad that I was willing to go to get Chinese, or to go get that macaroni, and I wanted to get DoorDash still, even on the way home. Not like DoorDash on the way home. I just wanted, you know, I was on the way home, I was thinking, trying to convince myself, because there's been a large portion of times and a select few times where I'm sitting here trying to convince myself to do or get something. More so get shit online that I didn't need or something I don't want. Like, dude, like I said about earlier, it's so funny, but like I said, about the fan, my fan, the fan turns off, but there's a switch too also. But it controls only the fan, which is crazy. But it doesn't have a light bulb in there. I went down the street to the corner store earlier and seen if they had a matching light bulb. Because, you know, like I said, I call it the suicide fan. And I go here and sit here and say, like, dude, this shit is not worth it. Like, I did it on camera once to show Julie what I meant, and I'm like, dude, this thing is fucking psychotic to be able to turn off the way it did, because the string wouldn't have to turn off the light wouldn't work. I mean, I'm the type that lets the fan blow and all that shit at night and stuff, and I deeply enjoy being cold. So, I mean, if anyone's not going to be cold and they enjoy the hot, and or you're working outside, please stay motherfucking hydrated here. No one wants to see anybody get dehydrated and or pass out. So, drum roll, please, to the main event. I'm just kidding. That was in the main event. To circle back, as we promised, as promised, we're not going to digress too far like we did in the first episode. But I wrote some tweets, right? I mean, I get suspended temporarily from Twitter. This is my first formal warning where that my account literally has been limited to doing stuff. Like, literally, it's limited from liking, retweeting, and or sending messages to people on there, which I don't send messages or anything. I retweet, and I comment like a motherfucker on there. But I'm not allowed to at the moment. I'm banned from there, not permanently, just indefinitely until 3 p.m., I believe, and or sooner. You know, I looked in my, like I said, this is about like 4 fucking hours ago. But, you know, I did the math and stuff. It counted out to 3 p.m., and it's currently 11:30. So until then, like, by the time we do our next episode and stuff like that, I don't think we will be back before my birthday. So, like I said, I hope you guys do have a damn good weekend on top of having a damn good Friday. I mean, Saturday, Sunday, man. That I tell and encourage people to have a good weekend, but in reality for me, the days are just crammed together, man. I'm like, I'm not opposed to just thinking every day is the same or nothing like that. I mean, I do a lot of different shit every day. You know, I do the different shit every day, and sometimes I do the same stuff every day, and it's not necessarily, it's like, it's about getting better and improving and not looking into the future too further in the future. I don't want to look too far in the future and overwhelm yourself. It's never good to do that. It is good to plan for your future. It's good to plan for yourself. It's good to have aspirations and goals for what you want to do. But unrealisticness is not something that you should incorporate when it comes to goal chasing and stuff like that. So I know it's probably annoying. You keep digressing back. So I said some pretty not colorful things. I mean, I would say, like, you know, going and reading my email, seeing that Twitter says suspended, you know, click on here to, you know, further resolve this issue. And it says, you know, gave me an official time limit and all that. And I know, like, you know, an account that's been flagged like that is something that can be resolved, and or it can be, you know, you could be flagged again and risk account deletion depending on the shit that you're saying. But I believe that pussy motherfucker reported my account, and they just had the interest to look into it because something that was said. So, oh yeah, so the United States Postal Service. Okay, I'm going to send this over to Walter right now. Walter White, ladies and gentlemen, on Instagram. Follow Walter White. I'm just kidding, that's not his name. I call him that, but he's the one I ordered the blanks for. Because he didn't know that, nor believe that we could buy blanks online. I'm pretty damn sure you can. There we go. I'm just saying, hey. Watch when someone says hey to you at like 3 in the morning. If that is the most creepiest thing in the world. I'm just kidding. That didn't happen to me or anything. Like, I'm just saying that's what reminded me of it. But, you know, on top of me talking about I think it was this one person. I don't think it was multiple people, but I called this one person a bitch directly. And I tweeted directly at him and called him a bitch because I just got agitated from the bullshit that they're saying. Like, point blank is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on Twitter all the damn time. If you look at my screen time, if you look at my account activity, I'm always using Twitter, man. I love Twitter now. Explaining to Julie, like, oh, Twitter's like the thing that I use the most out of everything. Like, Facebook, no. Facebook is bullshit. It's horseshit. It's nothing but family drama, man. The only thing I probably fuck with Facebook-wise is, like, the quotes and stuff. And, you know, I talk to certain family members, but I don't. But if I had, like, a gun in my head right now and was asked if I could live without Facebook, what my answer would be, I would say, yeah, I probably could. Easy as hell. It's like the least used thing. I use Twitter the most anything, but you know, the fact that I get suspended and or my tweets flagged is absolute bullshit. So on top of that, we are on Truth Social too, Trump's Truth platform. When he was wrongfully suspended from Twitter and the old Twitter regime, but Truth.com, I think it's truthsocial.com. I don't remember the handle, but we're not going to be too keen to promote it or anything like that just yet. I have to go and fucking look at it. But yeah, man, I just said, like, I called him a bitch a couple times, and I guess, you know, looking at the tweets, I mean, if I could have a sense of, you know, common sense for 1 second, not saying that I don't have common sense, I'm just saying, like, you know, personally, I just think it's fucking bullshit in general that, like, you know, I'm on Twitter all the time. I fuck with Twitter all the time. I educate the people. I educate the masses. I spread the truth. I spread the word. I talk about shit that people should be talking about. I talk about shit that people don't talk about. I talk about shit that gets unheard of, untalked about, you know, something that gets swept under the rug. I mean, nothing specific. I mean, anybody that's a majority of the time that people have listened to this podcast has been mainly sorted and or centered towards the world of mixed martial arts. I mean, it feels like we haven't talked about fights in a minute. I mean, Jewel even told me that the other day, and not thinking about it, I'm just like, well, you know, I mean, obviously, like I said, there hasn't been a lot of shit that's entertained me, right? I've been entertaining. Obviously, I've been going through life is in general, but let alone, like, on that, we've still been absolutely on fire when it comes to our shows, despite the frequent times where we maybe record 3 episodes or so, and then we go on a hiatus, 3 episodes hiatus, 3 episodes hiatus, but we're accomplishing shit and doing some man shit. Like, Julie ordered me these, Julie ordered me these, like, pipe cleaners or something like that. They're like little metal sticks, you know? Like, they have them in the kitchens and shit sometimes at, like, certain places and stuff. Like, my old job had some, and they're used to clean, like, the insides of shit. Like, I think it was Taco Bell that had them. So, Taco Bell had these things, because, you know, they had, like, the sauce bottles and whatnot. The individual sauce bottles. So, use those to clean the inside. But my stupid ass used just the pressure washer or the water. Like, the pressure of the water, because that's what I would use to wash it. But then when I realized you could clean the inside of that shit super easily, I was like, oh, hell yeah. It makes it so much easier. But point blank is, yeah, it helps with that, because I was telling her about, you know, my effort to clean this bong. And you hear the water swishing around right now. Yeah, I put my grandpa actually cleaned his bong, and goddamn, let me tell you, dude, the amount of as dark as the water was, as dark as my soul, dude. Holy shit, man, it was freaking dark. It was absolutely dark. It was absolutely dark. It was I mean, like, you know what I said, like, you put the solution in there, and you let it sit for a few days or so, or however long, and, you know, come back, and there's hella dirt. So, like, you know, you can clean the inside. Like, dude, if you seen my bong right now, ladies and gentlemen, you'd be like, oh, my God, I'm right around the corner to do it. I'm not going to smoke out of this thing. It's been sitting for hella long. I haven't smoked it out of it in hella long. Well, I don't even remember ever smoking out of it, actually, but I wanted to ensure, ladies and gentlemen, that it was 100% clean. And I know, because I stuck a toothbrush in there, but let alone the fact I can't bend it around like one of those little pipe cleaner things. So that's what I've been doing. I've been cleaning bongs, getting suspended off Twitter, calling people gay, calling people bitches online. Just kidding. We've been doing a lot. We've been busy. No, but to center around, go back to what I was saying, I'm on Twitter all the time. I know I talk about this all the time. I keep referring, I keep going back to it. I keep regurgitating the same words and saying it over and over. But point blank is, I go on Twitter to spread knowledge. I go on Twitter with good energy. I go on Twitter with good and anything, with podcasts, with anything I do. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have any bad intentions for anybody in life. I treat people how I want to be treated. And however you treat me is how I'm going to treat your stupid ass. You know what I mean? So, point blank is, like, dude, I comment on hella shit, I say stuff, and I offer up my thought process about what I believe and, you know, things I stand by and things I know I've heard people say when it comes to world problems and stuff, our different shit that's going on, you know. You know, the shit that I've commented on in detail and stuff, if you read my tweets and stuff, a lot of the shit, you know, talking about corruption and the things that go on in our countries and stuff and the things that people miss is a very important factor. It's a very important thing in this world that people are not paying attention to. So I comment on shit and I get occasional dipshits commenting back. And on that particular day when it warranted the suspension from Twitter, you know, I went over the top and calling someone a bitch on a different open tweet and, you know, saying his profile. Because all these motherfuckers, his profile bio says it all, man. Dude, you have pronouns in your fucking bio as well as fucking the gay flag or the LGBTQ flag. Speaking of LGBTQIATVSTOOPDOG, biatch, we got some news to drop here. We don't know if it's 100% confirmed. But if so, that's going to throw a massive wrench in the plans of some people that are hurt, that get offended by the truth. They get offended by, point blank is, ladies and gentlemen, you are not at fault for disliking or not supporting, being supportive of someone's choices. Meaning if you're choosing to be gay, so if my daughter, I don't have a daughter, I'm saying if I have like hypothetically, so if I have a daughter, my daughter wants to be homosexual and be into other girls. I mean, obviously, I'm very biased when it comes to that. So if I see two dudes kissing, I'm like, oh, what the fuck is that nasty shit? But two women, oh, fuck yeah. Sign me the fuck up, man. When I was freaking a teenager, lesbian porn was my go-to, my absolute go-to, dude. Latinas. Bad bitches, man. Just kidding. I'm so gonna get ran over for that, for my comments like that, dude. When you have a wife or, you know, let alone significant other, especially someone that's gonna slap you in the face for your comments and stuff, it's never fun. I'm just kidding. But yeah, dude, porn, Latina, lesbians, hell yeah. So what was our so like, dude, when you come at me, don't expect me not to say something. So people want to be disrespectful and call someone out on Twitter or say some stupid shit to them, but when someone says something back, you want to go and sit there and block them and or report them. I block now, but it's quite simple. I just don't want to see someone's low IQ tweets or people that don't know how to spell right and or act or conduct themselves correctly. You know what I mean? Obviously, I made myself look like an ass sometimes. But I say those last tweets were the only time I really kind of let it go and calling someone a bitch in a separate tweet. I'm like, you're a bitch, just openly. Like, you know, that's not cool. I mean, obviously, I understand that. So, Twitter, in some ways, I sympathize with you. But fuck you at the same time because it's the freedom of speech. Yeah, I gave my opinion on all the streaming apps that more people in the world use than anything. Hulu and all that. Yeah, I stand by my comments. I don't think they should push the narrative as hard as they have been for sexual relationships and or, you know, same-sex marriages and relationships and stuff. Like, we shouldn't be teaching kids about sexual education, let alone, like, you know, same-sex and all this stuff, learning about all that stuff. I mean, them having the pride flags and I forgot where it was, man, but they put the pride flag in front of the American flag, and like, how dare you disrespect that shit? Does anyone remember what the rainbow flag actually used to be cool, dude? And here we are saying we were apologizing, here we're still talking shit about it. The rainbow flag was something of beauty back in the day, but now it's being used as a flag for the LGBTQIATUV community. But we did say, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we're away from the microphone because we're getting eager and excited here and pumped the hell up. We did say there was some breaking news here. I mean, if it's true, it's true. If it's not, dude, I feel like it probably is going to be that way. I mean, it would stir up some people for sure and get some people's pussies whipped up, male and female's pussies. Male's pussies are going to get whipped up from it, and people are going to get all a little butt hurt from it. But if it's true, like I said, we don't like to sit here and assume and or talk about possible breaking news on when it's not true.
But Supreme Court potentially ruling that companies can discriminate against the LGBT IDGAFQ community. Is that bullshit? You guys get a load of this one. Like, if you guys follow Elon Musk on Twitter, there is one account that I find absolutely fucking hilarious. Now, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the era of Twitter blue. We're in the era where people have check marks and stuff, and you know, early on when they dispersed, you know, they rolled out blue check marks if you subscribed. I don't pay for Twitter blue. I don't pay for Twitter. My check mark is not paid for. I just have it. But what I was going to say, there is an account that you guys must follow. If anybody listens to the show that's on Twitter, wants some of the most entertaining posts that I think are exactly like Elon Musk is one hell of a tweeter in general, let alone one of the smartest people on the planet and one of the most successful, richest people on the planet. Did you guys see the Tate speech episode with Aiden Ross and Andrew Tate just freaking wiping the floor with Aiden Ross's bullshit and disrespect and stuff towards Elon Musk? And Andrew Tate wiped the floor with him. But yeah, Elon Musk, early on when he was here, said that, you know, parody accounts and people that are impersonating others will be suspended, their accounts and stuff like that. But so Elon Musk, at Elon Musk AOC on Twitter, and the name is Elon Musk, quote, parody, and has a blue check mark and all that. And there is a lot to be said. I don't know officially. I mean, I think that would stir up some issues for some people because they're going to feel discriminated against. I mean, that's one step of going in another step of another way in the country if you take away those people's power. Meaning like, oh, okay, so this person doesn't like gays, so, or this person doesn't support this, or they're outspoken against this, so let's cancel this guy. Let's suspend this guy. Let's go after his well-being, his financial well-being, his physical well-being. Let's find every reason, every idiotic reason in the world to take this guy's positive livelihood away. So far, anytime I go out in public, anytime I go and do anything and everything, people just turn their heads and look at me differently. Let the insecurities of the world and today's generation, today's day and age, speak out loud. Let it speak out loud. Let alone this happens just in general with people. So I call you out. I put your stupid ass in place. And you go cry like a bitch to everyone else, play victim to everybody else, and whine and make it seem like, you know, they twist the things around and they make it seem like they flip the script on you. They make it seem like you're doing something wrong. They make you seem like the bad guy, and let alone like this in general when this happens with actions and all that, ladies and gentlemen. The one who reacts, the one who finally gets get fed up with the bullshit and finally reacts to the bullshit after ignoring it for so long and being classy and stuff, they still get looked at in the wrong eye, in the wrong view, in the wrong form, you know what I mean? So it's something that's bullshit. Like loyalty gets people killed, trust and all this. People get hurt left and right nowadays. Like you know, the whole world's fucked up left and right. I mean, America handing billions of dollars away. I mean, them withdrawing from their $40 billion? $400 billion plan. Biden had a $400 billion, bill. And obviously, like I said, to get money approved and little bills and all this shit, you have to send it to, like, the Congress and you have to vote on it and all that. But the Supreme Court turned down Biden's request for $400 billion to go towards canceling student debt. And they withdrew from it immediately. And the first thing I said, because I still have access to the new podcast account, well, the replacement one, because I have the passcode, like I said, and the username, but I don't have the fucking phone number, and I have no way of getting in contact with Twitter. So official KWTK pod on Twitter too. I commented and say, well, that $400 billion that they just blocked people from using towards student debt is probably going to go to Ukraine in Zelensky's pocket and stuff. And I say a little snippy stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes you spread conspiracies. Sometimes they're quote-unquote conspiracies, or we're woke or too awake for some people. But, man, 95% of these fuck faces that do reply, you look at their fucking bio, like this last motherfucker, man. BLM, hashtag BLM in there. A gay flag, dude. Shut the fuck up. You're a little pussy. All you guys are little pussies out there. If you report a tweet or you're hurt, hate speech or hatred, you're a little bitch. If you can't take the heat, shut the fuck up. Because pretty much I'm not going to come after someone, let alone insult them and make myself look like an ass. Like in life and or in real life and or on the internet. These people come at me first. I don't directly just come after other people. You know what I mean? But, you know, just a matter of what, you know, it just matters on the mood, man. If you, it depends on what the fuck you got going on, or your mood, or what, how your day's going, or what the hell is going on. But, you know, point blank is I treat people with respect, point blank. And once you disrespect me, it's over. And fuck you. And I don't need to have any positive well-being towards you ever again. But anyways, in general, ladies and gentlemen, what a couple two shows we've had. Can you believe it? We should have like combined it together, you think? What if we like pull the last one down and we put it together with this one? That'd be crazy, right? No, we're not going to. We're doing two. We did two episodes in one day. Like I said, this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday marks the 27th birthday for one Gabriel motherfucking Hernandez. My birthday's coming up. Any plans for my birthday? No, I'm not. People asked me the other day, friends, coworkers ask, what are you going to do for your birthday? I'm like, nothing, honestly, dude. There's nothing exciting about 27 other than maybe drinking some Hennessy, baby. Let alone, like, I've only bought, like, 4 bottles of that my whole life, let alone only drink it, like, less than 10 times probably. But, dude, I'm feeling it. I like it, man. I'm not drinking it right now. I'm not under the influence. But I'm saying, like, when you do, I don't know if it was that I was already stoned, smoking weed at the time, but that other day when I talked about the macaroni and cheese with my aunt brought over and all that from Costco. Dude, I had a little miniature bottle of Hennessy. And, dude, I had one drink. You could feel it, man. I was like, oh, dude, 2 little sips of this cognac. How do you say cognac? Absolute fucking smoke show. Beauty. Absolute beauty. Like I said, 99% of any alcohols, you're gonna hear me go bleh, and make a real nasty face. Like I said, if it's fucking nasty, dude, I'm not gonna try to drink it. Like if I'm about to gag, let alone the smell of tequila and shit like that, like, dude, and vodka and all that, people drinking like fishes and stuff, drinking the nastiest shit ever. Like, dude, if I'm gonna gag and throw up, that means it's fucking nasty, because I know what tasting and drinking good shit tastes like. And I'm not into that, man. So, you know what I mean? You know, I don't know what I'm going to do on that day, but hey, it's another year blessed. The 27 Club, as they say in the rapper world. The only reason why I tried the Hennessy was because of the rapper and every other rapper in the music videos with their big booty chicks dancing all over the place. I'm just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. But anyways, guys, that is it for us today. I mean, considering like 2 hours of content today, completely for the masses, man, you owe it to you. We leave for a long ass time and come back. It's not the ideal way. I mean, I obviously, like I said, one episode a week, but you know, we get busy sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, and that's just the nature of life. Sometimes we get busy, things happen, and relationships, anything, everything, anything and everything get in the way. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, do stream episode 474. Wait, is it episode 474 or is it episode? Is it episode? Is it episode? What episode is it? What episode do we have? Well, episode 473, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 474, Truth Suspended. That episode is out now. Stream that episode, preferably on Spotify. I mean, I'd say Spotify, but, you know, a lot of people use a little bit of everything here, so we don't push it to. As long as you guys stream, like, share, rate, and review, tell everyone and anyone and everyone about our show. Like I said, KWTKPROD on Instagram. KWTKPROD on Twitter, official KWTK pod as well, the backup account on Twitter as well. This has been another episode of Kicking with the King. Two episodes, one day, guys. We'll be back after my birthday, probably. Can't promise you a specific date, but hey, if we're back before that, by all fucking means, we might have a birthday special. We might listen and stream some of the most exciting music. Like, dude, I would say most exciting music. But I'm thinking, like, I want to have a special episode where I play my top, like, favorite songs from my ultimate playlist and stuff live and on air and Kicking with the King. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. Sooner rather than later, we'll be back next week. Enjoy your weather, California. If you guys are in California, let alone anywhere else that's been having a historic heat wave, and the weather app giving you excessive heat wave warnings, bear with me. Turn your air conditioners on. Keep yourself cool. Get in an ice bath. Go swimming, especially if you have a pool. Don't leave that pool being unswimmed in. I'm absolutely fucking thirsty, dude. I'm about to go down this whole fucking liter of Smart Water. But until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, the truth shall not be silenced. Your voices could never be silenced. The voice of the people shall never be silenced. Fuck you to anybody that dismisses you without knowing. Fuck anybody that dismisses shit without the facts or proof. Anyways, guys. We will be back sooner rather than motherfucking later. Peace. We're out of here, babies.
Time to ride, I pull out on the scene real fast. It's time to ride. Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, hands to the sky. It's time to ride. Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, hands to the sky.